Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is interesting. A CNN poll finds that a majority of Americans are alarmed by ISIS and feel that ISIS has terrorists in the U.S. And there's been a lot of controversy over this. Should Americans be scared? Is the media overhyping this? Are we, psychologically not managing this particular crisis well? Are we being manipulated by the media? And I think this is something we need to talk about because, I have a much different theory on and belief on how we need to handle terrorists. And I want to definitely talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there are five diseases that researchers think are even more dangerous than Ebola, and we need to get those vaccines for them just as quickly. We're also going to talk about how cooking food can possibly change the nutritional value to what degree. A lot of you guys are getting computer strain. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to get your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so according to CNN, Americans are increasingly concerned that ISIS represents a direct terror threat, fearful that ISIS agents are living in the United States. Most now support military action against the terror group. They say 71% right now believe ISIS has the resources to launch an attack against the United States. Now, apparently, President Barack Obama on Tuesday is supposed to come up with a plan. Currently, a poll shows that Americans do favor additional airstrikes, military aid forces fighting ISIS, providing humanitarian support and aid to people fleeing ISIS. All right. However, the majority of Americans oppose placing U.S. soldiers on the ground in Iraq and Syria to combat the terrorist group. All right. So more than 7 in 10 Americans think Obama should ask Congress for the ability to strike ISIS militarily. 8 in 10 Americans support Congress approving military force. So while they were talking about in the news, all this hype, Americans shouldn't be jumping to conclusions. Why is everybody getting scared and freaked out? And I'm kind of looking at the discussion by some people in the news, and I'm just shaking my head. We have here something that has already proven itself to be a formidable force, okay? Here we are in America, and we think that the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, or on the other side, the Pacific Ocean, provides enough security. And so the people say, no, we're overreacting. All right, we need to be isolationist now. We have to have an isolationist attitude because we've already spent and lost too many men in other wars. That's a whole other subject, okay? There's been some stupid loss of our phenomenal military men. And I grant you, I hear that, okay? However, they're completely two different subjects. Okay. Do I think Americans are overreacting with ISIS? No, I don't. And I think the terms are being used inappropriately in terms of people being alarmed, people being scared, which should be the headlines, which should be seen visually by people all over the world, is Americans are ready. We need to show, whenever you're dealing with fear or bullies, etc., you don't tell a bully, I'm scared of you, I'm alarmed by you. You tell them, if you want to bring it, I'm ready. Why aren't we displaying that message? From a psychological standpoint, I just don't understand what these strategists and these media strategists are doing. I mean, look at Israel. All right? Israel consistently gives the notion and gives the message that we are ready, bring it. Even if they're not ready, we have no idea. We have absolutely no idea what they're ready for or not ready for. They don't want war, but always they are under the fear of attack. And do you ever hear in the media, Israelis are scared of somebody attacking them? No, you don't. Yet in America, we have these headlines, Americans are scared, Americans are nervous, Americans are worried. Everybody else gets to see this. North Korea gets to see this. China, Mexico, I mean, everybody around gets to see this. That we're sitting here scared. Why aren't we giving the impression or giving the message that we are ready and we are prepared? We don't have to go into detail of what we're ready and what we're prepared for, but we are ready, we are prepared. And then we do prepare Americans. The cab driver, the construction worker, the teacher, the doctor, we are ready. Are we physicians being trained on a regular basis on bioterrorism? We're starting to. Oh, yeah. Start to learn about sarin gas and, you know, a variety of things that we've heard that are out there, you know, biochemical war, agents, etc. You know, the Boston Marathon bombing proved to America that Boston is strong. And maybe their hospitals weren't ready for that much of a scale, but Boston's hospitals did a phenomenal good job. Now, I'm not saying we need any more tests. God forbid, please, no more tests of our system. But the message we need to be giving each other is, all right, we're ready for this. And quietly, if you don't think you're ready and you don't think you're prepared, all right, this is where you go to get prepared. We need to be prepared. We need to be on the lookout. There's somebody funny on the airplane. There's somebody suspicious in the airport. There's somebody suspicious at your school. You all know what to do and are ready. And that is what I'm afraid of we're lacking. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love that we're going into the fall. I love it. Getting ready, you know, I was in Target the other day, you know, needing to get some poo-poo powder for the cats, kitty boxes. Yeah, we just call it poo-poo powder because, you know, some people call it gravel. Some people call it kitty litter. You know, my cats, there's nothing kitty-ish about them. I mean, when they poop, it's huge. So we just call it poo-poo powder. By the way, that you need to wear masks. Honestly, whenever you're dealing with kitty litter, can you please wear a mask? I'm not saying because of the smell, but I'm tired of breathing that stuff in. Even when my husband pours the kitty litter into the box, there's a cloud that you're breathing in for like an hour. Then the cats look at us like, excuse me, just let me go outside. Like, no, I'm not going to let you go outside. You're going to go outside, you're going to get eaten by a scorpion. We got pretty nasty scorpions. But I just love it because, you know, you start to see the Halloween candy, start to see the fall colors. You know, I pretty soon have to get ready to start decorating my Christmas tree at Opportunity Village. I'm so excited. I love doing a Christmas tree there. So I just get all excited. I love holidays. I'm having some trouble with the album. The problem with the album, yeah, I know, I am still working on the Christmas album. The problem is it's not sounding exactly the way I want it to. So I don't know if I'm going to have to do it again, if I'm just going to make you guys listen to it anyway. I got to figure that out. I am. I'm still working on that. Okay. But, you know, what needs to be working on, according to some researchers, is five other diseases that need vaccines that they think is even more urgent than Ebola. Now, I don't know if I agree with the urgency part of it, but this was interesting. In a September 10th paper in Science Transitional Medicine, researchers highlight five diseases for which new or improved vaccines are needed. And I agree with them. We do need vaccines on all of these. I don't think we should be wasting any time anywhere. Right now, the death toll of Ebola has reached 2,228. They're expecting thousands more within the next ensuing weeks, which is extremely frightening. I think one of the doctors that came down with Ebola has died. Another one. You know, when you do look, unfortunately, scientists have to put emotion aside. And this is something that's very hard for us doctors, because us doctors were trained to be emotional. We're trained to laugh, cry, care about our patients, etc. Scientists care, but they have to look at the numbers. So when they look at Ebola numbers, okay, compared to these other diseases, I mean, it's small. You know, I mean, malaria causes about 207 million cases of death, right, a year. HIV, close to 3 million, you know, with tuberculosis and stuff. So when you look at those, you know, a scientist like, okay, I understand Ebola's getting a lot of the media attention. Ebola's scary, I got that. But guys, are we working over here on malaria and this and that? So I understand. They have to be the ones to go, look, you know, just because a super Hollywood star got affected with the flu does not mean everything has to stop just to deal with the flu. You know, just because the media gives one gives attention to one story and not another doesn't necessarily mean these others aren't important. So they say malaria causes, not in terms of death. They say here malaria, there's about 207 million cases, 0.627 million deaths, dengue fever, 96 million cases, 0.02 million deaths, tuberculosis, about 8.6 million cases, 1.3 million deaths due to tuberculosis. Influenza, 4 million people get hit with the flu, 0.3% die. HIV, 2.3 million cases, 1.6 die. That's a big ratio. 1.6 are dying, million people dying of HIV every year. So they're suggesting that we work on the HIV, flu, tuberculosis, dengue, malaria, right, and do better jobs with what we're doing. They say right now vaccines exist to protect against some flu strains and tuberculosis, but they are suboptimal. 40 different HIV vaccines have been tested, but they say none of them work. And in spite of better treatments, they say right now HIV and AIDS remains one of the top five causes of disease burden in 26 countries. There have been experimental vaccines for malaria and dengue fever. Both are spread by mosquitoes. Unfortunately, though, we don't have widely available effective vaccines yet. All that's been, you know, highly recommended is the netting and the insecticides, etc. All right, and then when they do get vaccines, how are they going to get it out there? All right, you know, now when you look at vaccine, this is very interesting. This comes from businessinsider.com Australia. They said if you look at diphtheria pre-vaccine era, 21,000 people died in the United States. Post-vaccine, zero. So that was good. What about H flu? Okay, the H fluenza vaccine is given to kids. 20,000 people used to die every year. Since that, the most recent cases, about 243. What about hepatitis A? 117,000 people died each year of hepatitis A. People are like, oh, hepatitis A is the easy hepatitis. You can still die from it. Now we see about 11,000 deaths for hepatitis A. Usually it's foodborne illness, oral fecal route. You get something contaminated into your GI system. Your liver starts to inflame. You start to turn yellow. Many hepatitis A's are self-limiting. Unfortunately, some people die. Hepatitis B, 66,000 people every year were dying of hepatitis B since the vaccine. They were able to drop it down to about 11,000. Measles, 530,000, half a million people were dying of measles. Are you kidding me? Annual morbidity. I'm surprised by that much. 61 since the vaccine. 162,000 from mumps would die each year, down to 982 pertussis. 200,000 people used to die each year of pertussis. Now went down to 21,000. There was a spike, remember, in the last few years. Pneumonia. 16,000 people would die every year of pneumococcal. It got down to 4,000. Polio, completely down to zero. That used to kill 16,000 a year. Rubella, 47,000 a year. Anyway, smallpox, 29,000 a year. Tetanus, 580. Morbidity. Not mortality. Morbidity, people getting sick, not dying. I'm sorry. Mortality is people dying. Morbidity, my correction. All right, there would be 29,000 cases of smallpox, 580 cases of tetanus. I had a relative who died of tetanus since the shot. Both smallpox, tetanus gone. Chickenpox, 4 million cases, I should say, of chickenpox a year since the varicella vaccine that got knocked down to 449,000. So, as you can see, I'm pro-vaccine. I just need to, you know, read the morbidity versus mortality better. I apologize. But a lot of people, they don't want to get the vaccine. They don't want to take the vaccine. Some people claim we have too many. They go, you're asking me to give a booster with the flu shot, and I have to do a booster now with vaccine, this and pertussis booster, and I have to give 4-H flu, and then the MMR, and the tetanus, and the polio, and the hepatitis B, and the hepatitis A, and the varicella, and Prevnar. It's a lot. I get it. It's a lot. I know. All right? It is. It is very overwhelming. I hear that, all right? But we have been able to stop a lot of diseases. And I'm not worried about kids being over-vaccinated in terms of not being able to fight diseases later, because there's always going to be new diseases, okay? All right, we have these super bugs. Unfortunately, we have strep, we have staph, etc. There is enough stuff out there to prime these kids' immune systems. What I do like to recommend is making sure your kids are out there and playing with others. Because the big worry I have is when, you know, a mom says, you know, my kid has always been home, and I rarely take him out, and now he's in kindergarten, and he's really sick. Well, because his immune system wasn't primed. Now, I'm not saying take your kid at 5 days old into the middle of Woodstock or something like that. I wouldn't do that. But I do recommend that people let their kids start being around others. You know, these babies do well whose older brothers and sisters go to school, come back. Now, mind you, hopefully these babies have been breastfed. You know, hopefully they have, you know, some level of natural immunity. And again, I wouldn't recommend in the newborn stage. But I think these babies that do get exposed to other things do better. I mean, look at the articles coming out with animals and pets. These babies that you know, grow up with animals seem to do better than people who unfortunately marry somebody and, you know, an animal moves in and then they have asthma. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA has yet to make a decision whether the devices that are being used by the Judge Rotenberg Educational Center in Canton, Massachusetts, should be banned or not when it comes to shock therapy. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people with autism or certain intellectual disabilities cause self-injury. It's something they do where they injure themselves, and it's something that's unfortunately very common. They say the Roanberg Center is the only one in the country where skin shocks are used as aversive conditioning for aggressive patients suffering with autism. The FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg said that controlling the highly aggressive patients through shock therapy has always been a matter that of treatment and debate, I should say debate. They said they wanted to take a much more focused and rigorous look at it. There's a lot of concern about the downside of this approach and the harm and the risk of the patients receiving it. In addition, she said that she had a word with some of the patients who underwent shock therapy. Some of them compared the shock to a light pinch or a bee sting, whereas some said it causes much pain like 1,000 bee stings. Now, according to 1994, according to this article in UncoverCalifornia.com, in 1994, FDA passed the use of the device, but Roanberg started using GED's higher version, which is about 2.5 times stronger than the device approved, they claim. In 2000, the FDA announced that the new devices of this kind do not require any approval, but again, in 2011, it said approval was necessary. So there wasn't debate whether it's a banned or not. The Roanberg Center was founded in 1971, started using shock therapy on patients in the 1990s. Usually a patient's total expenses at the center, they say, are about $245,000 per year, which are paid by states along with Medicaid or local school districts. The average number of patients treated is about 230 children and adults. The total patients, 50 or more, are treated with the GED skin shocks. Among those, there are five between the age of 17 to 21. Okay, so shock treatment and aversion therapy. This is something that is going to be heavily debated, okay? We are in a world right now, in society right now, where we don't do things like that. Any sort of corporal punishment, and we're going to be talking about also the whole Adrian Peterson case with the child battery allegation. Things are different now, okay? If you did anything aversive, so to speak, okay, to a patient, okay, there are laws, there are rights, there are lawsuits that will ensue. You have civil liberties. There are liberties that the Constitution protects. And if you are in a facility undergoing treatment, etc., all right, you should have the right and the protection that nothing adverse is going to happen to you, all right? But in medicine, things like this have been done for years. I mean, in fact, there is a huge comeback with electric shock therapy for depression. They're finding that electroconvulsive therapy really does seem to help people with this recalcitrant depression. Nowadays, though, they'll sedate you. They'll make you very comfortable so you aren't feeling the electric shock. But in the olden days, when they didn't have the anesthetic capabilities that we did, they would just, you know, electric shock you. And there were sightings and scientific papers saying this would work. Now, I'm not saying I want something like this to be widespread and allowed to be used, okay? I'm very afraid of abuse. I'm extremely afraid of what, you know, could ensue with this, especially if people are saying, oh my gosh, this feels like bee stings. You know, we need to look at these situations and control it. However, as we've seen with our children and pets, etc., for centuries, training, even horses, etc., okay, sometimes a force, it doesn't have to be so much a negative force, but a force is necessary. You know, I was at the Excalibur watching the Tournament of Kings this weekend. It was a great show. I've seen it multiple times. Phenomenal. And the horses are exceptional. And the horses look really well-loved, really well-trained, etc. All right, but of course, you know, they have to have very good control on the bite. You know, the horse riders need to be able to control the horse, make sure, and you know, many horses do not get to be trained in general in a positive atmosphere. It's, you know, they have to feel the pull, they have to feel the tug. Whether it hurts or not, it's a force, Same thing with kids. All right, when I ground them or I take something that they like away, I mean, it hurts to them. That mentally hurts. And so we've been conditioning and training, etc. In terms of negative behaviors, look at Anabuse. Anabuse is a medication that's been out for a while to help alcoholics stop drinking. And Anabuse causes you to vomit. So this is a medication we would give people. I haven't really prescribed it. I don't know how much it's used now. But we give people who drink alcohol so that if they do drink alcohol, they will violently and, you know, vomit or profusely vomit. And they'll be uncomfortable and they won't like it, so hopefully they won't drink. Aversion therapy has been a therapy used for a long period of time. Now, unfortunately, aversion therapy is used when coaxing and positive reinforcement therapy doesn't work. So where we are now in today's society is, when are we going to use guidelines on aversion therapy? You know, I mean, going to jail is a very, very strong aversion therapy. Now, we're not supposed to hit, we're not supposed to slap, we're not supposed to assault, all right? There's stories that that happens, but for the most part, that's not supposed to happen. There's not supposed to be touching, etc. But there are searches, there's body cavity searches, etc. So, you know, those are negative, and we do that because jail is not supposed to be a fun place. You're supposed to dislike jail. You're supposed to not be hiding and smuggling things in, etc. And so in jail, you're under the impression that it is not going to be the easiest, most comfortable spa day, although some of the rich people get more of a nicer, shall we say, vacation than others. But, it's supposed to hurt somehow. Okay, not physically, but somehow. All right, not supposed to have the best meals, etc. So what would be the best treatment for somebody who's hurting himself? Now, the reason why the shock therapy came about is they probably saw at some point some success where every time they did it, they get the shock, and so it retrains the brain, I'm not going to do that. And as a whole, it's trying to make the patient better. But then, you know, you have the media take a look at this, and you have the FDA get involved going, okay, we want, you know, what's going on? How is that helping? So, you know, we need to have studies. We need to find ways and of how to do aversion therapy where it's not really that averse. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You know, I really don't. You know, what we've been doing in the meantime, as we've been transitioning over, is medicating a lot. We've been sedating. And the only problem I have with sedating is that could also cause harm in another fashion. Okay? Now you have people addicted to drugs, medicines. Okay? How do we get them to learn to not hurt themselves? I'm not saying I want autistic kids by any means to be shocked. No, that is not the right treatment, the right way to go. But there has to be some sort of negative reinforcement that could be done if the positive enforcement is started first and doesn't seem to work. So that's what the FDA is looking at right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Real quickly here, we were talking about right now the largest expense that people have in retirement is health care. They're saying right now 46% of caregivers spend more than $5,000 a year on elderly family members. And 70% of caregivers are spending $50,000 or more a year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's a growing concern that families are having where they are trying to pay for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and the expenses are piling up. If the average person has, let's say, a mom and dad, and then spouse has a mom and dad, and then there are divorced parents, right? So there's another mom, mother, dad, stepmom, stepdad. You could very easily have eight different older people to take care of, at least, at the very least. And expenses are piling up on medication, medical supplies, in-home care, etc. People who have elderly patients a lot of times will move into their homes. And that may help in terms of the elderly person not having to pay rent or you not having to support the, other mortgage, etc. But then on the flip side, now you have to rechange your home around. We had to do that when my grandmother moved in with us. You know, we had to have ramps and railings and rechange the bathroom, etc. And these are very, very expensive, not to mention the time off work. Elderly parents, you know, to caring for them, you got to take off work. You have to deal with emergencies, etc. And Medicare only covers so much. You know, Medicare does not seem to cover what you think it would, especially in terms of, you know, home health visits, etc. And a lot of us don't even know what Medicare does cover. So what do people do? Well, the number one thing I'm seeing people do is they're alienating that loved one. I'm seeing that right now going on in my family, where they're picking a fight or whatever, so they just don't have to deal with it. And that's pretty frightening. So the number one thing I'm seeing is alienation. The second thing I'm seeing is neglect. All right? You know, well, no, nobody has the money to pay for the medication. I don't want to say neglect in terms of, you know, I want them arrested for elderly abuse, but neglect in terms of, you know, they're neglecting to get, you know, the family member what they need. Now, unfortunately, that could then later lead to abuse. Now, I come from a family where nobody plans ahead, and nobody's going to spend the money for life insurance or retirement or older age insurance or anything like that, because they always think that there's somebody there to take care of them, okay? Meaning a doctor in the family. And I have been the go-to person until things started to get kind of rough with the recession. And then I was the go-to person, but they didn't get everything they wanted. And it's a very, very frustrating situation that I see a lot of families have, and I'm going through that same thing. And so when you have families that are like, well, somebody else is going to take care of it, well, no, don't ever expect that. And if you were at the point where you're like, I don't know if my family is even planning on me, they're just barely figuring out what to do with themselves, I say, first and foremost, everybody should be sitting down and having the conversation. All right. They say 7 in 10 caregivers have not talked to their family about how to pay for health care costs. This is according to caring.com. All right. So nobody sits and talks. Everybody goes, well, she has insurance or he has insurance, so that'll take care of it. No, it's not always taking care of it. And you need to know and sit down and know what exactly Medicare will cover. All right. If home health is needed, if that surgery gets done, if grandpa falls and breaks the hip, okay? How many home health visits are there? And do you guys have a plan? Who's going to take off work? Who's going to, take turns? Who's going to keep an eye on the caregiver? Next, they say they recommend you work on the will. Family members should ask older relatives to outline their wishes for medical care in living wills and advance directives. Seniors should also designate a medical power of attorney who can make decisions when a person is unable to because of illness. All right, this is, again, something else that a lot of people do not do. All right, you know, we have this in my family, too. You know, did you fill anything out? No, I want everything done. Okay, that's good. I understand that, but do you have anything organized? No. So, all right, you know, the one of us is going to make decisions, okay, and most likely it's not going to be the one who's Mrs. Moneybags, let me tell you that. compare housing options. They say family members that need to move a relative into senior housing should visit at least 4 homes, not just one. Relatives should ask staff members how long they've been working there, look at do some of these places have high turnovers. You know, they say to check online reviews. Again, be very, very careful with the online reviews. We're finding more and more that a lot of these things are tweaked. The good ones you can't believe for a lot of things, and the bad ones you can't believe. So that's a tough one. And then they say to this, which is very, very interesting, spend your parents' money first. Some adult children, they say, may feel guilty spending down their parents' assets when they fall ill, but dipping into their own savings may set them back for their own retirements. This is a tough one, all right? They also say once a senior's assets are drawn down, they may qualify for additional assistance, like programs for Medicaid, which may help cover the cost of home health care. This is a subject that's very, very difficult to bring up, but they're right. You know, this happened with us, where one of us, I don't want to go into too much detail, basically almost bankrupted themselves, taking care of all the expenses of funerals and costs and family members, etc. And anything that was supposed to be for that or could have been used for that was either taken, gambled away, stolen by other siblings, etc. And so you do have to do a sell-off. You do, all right? Now, if the family member is in their 50s, all right, no, you may not want to dip into their retirement plan and start using that. You don't want to abuse your elderly person's finances. And unfortunately, we see that a lot, too. People will take the Social Security check, take the Medicare check, live on that, and not really give the benefits to the person who the Medicare, you know, check is for. All right, but they do make a point in terms of if there is a house, et cetera. You know, there was some talk, and I need to reconfirm this, but certain assets are the government's if they give you government aid. Now, I'm not sure what's going on in terms of state by state because Medicaid is state paid, but there's been patients saying that the government will lien their house if they get certain benefits from the government. Then if that's the point, if you have an elderly, you know, relative who's in their 80s and they probably can't live in that house anymore, I would probably suggest them liquidating that house, using that money to help them for their medical expenses, and hopefully going to Hawaii on that money, but liquidating it, etc. We'll talk more about retirement planning and et cetera, but, you know, what's interesting about this being brought up is I had wanted to start a dialogue with some of my family members, which I know is going to completely go nowhere, asking if anybody has been saving up for one of our relatives' funerals. After I had to take care of the funerals up until now, I thought it'd be a nice idea to see if anybody could help. And even though we already, you know, paid for a plot of land, et cetera, there's going to be other funeral expenses. So I thought I would kind of get the numbers out, just kind of spread it out to everybody to let them know, you know, what's coming around the bend. And I know they're going to hate me. I know they're going to get mad. They're going to whatever. But it's a dialogue that needs to take place. Unfortunately, most people probably run into the same wall that I do. Nobody wants to jump in, and, you know, being quiet or being in a fight with the relative gets you off the hook. The big problem we see that down the line is we see a huge crumbling of the family network, a very huge crumbling. You know, I talk to patients all the time now. They're going through some issues that go, call your sister, call your brother. Oh, no, we don't talk. We haven't talked since Dad died. We haven't talked since Mom died. Why not? Well, there was a fight over the will, or there was a fight over who was going to take care of her. This is very different, very foreign to what a lot of people from different ethnicities go through. You know, whatever happened to families grouping together and dealing with the problem together? Unfortunately, a lot of times we see friends help more than family. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.